Welcome to another program of Heart and Soul, playing the music of the church throughout the ages, from ancient modern hymns to songs of praise and worship from the early days to the songs of today. Heart and Soul comes to you each week with a Bible message also to encourage and challenge you. Now, here is your host for today's program.
Hello, this is David Evans, your host for today. Once again, we open the music and hymn books to bring some of the music of the church throughout the ages, a Bible message later, and an explanation of today's feature hymn. 50 years ago in New Zealand, a style of worship was born with the ministry of David and Dale Garratt. A series of songbooks based on the scriptures came forth, and it became known as Scripture in Song. Large numbers of believers in churches learned some new songs. Some of those people and others gathered together and recorded some of those songs in a CD called I Exalt Thee, celebrating 50 years of songs of praise. We commence our program today with a selection of songs called Hallelujah and Our God Reign.
Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty. For the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give the glory unto Him. Hallelujah. For the Lord our God, the Almighty rejoice and be glad, oh, and give the glory unto Him. Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns.
So rejoice.
Almighty reigns.
He reigns.
Trinity College Choir Melbourne sang the hymn Holy Father, God of Light. This is Heart and Soul. Now the St. Michael's Singers bring us the hymn Let All Creation Dance. Coming up, A Little Christmas with Julie Andrews. Injecting a little Christmas in the program, that was Julie Andrews with the carol O Come All Ye Faithful. Now Tom Fetke brings us a medley of two songs, Oh How I Love Jesus and Wonderful, Wonderful Jesus.
Oh,
Next, we'll have our feature hymn.
This is Heart and Soul, the music of the Church throughout the ages.
Today's feature hymn is regarded as a children's hymn. It was composed by Matilda Barbara Betham Edwards, who was born in 1836 and in 1919 passed away. She was an English novelist and poet who also wrote several hymns. This lovely little hymn has been sung to a number of different tunes over the years. It's in what's called common meter, so there are many tunes to choose from. Over the centuries, and in different cultures, views of children have varied greatly. Some have seen them as a nuisance to be tolerated or a resource to be exploited. Others have seen them as a precious gift from God, a treasure to be protected, with their gifts to be encouraged and nurtured. Many have made thoughtful comments about childhood that are worth pondering. Social reformer Frederick Douglass said, "It's easier to build strong children than to repair broken men." US President John F. Kennedy said, "Children are the living messages we send to a time we will not see." Boxing champion Muhammad Ali said, "Children make you want to start life over." Most of us, following through on Ali's comment, might want to add, "Without the painful times and the mistakes I've made." But that's not how life works. It is appropriate that our hymn writers have written songs for children, both to instruct them and help them give expression to their faith. Many of these songs can be sung in church by whole families because they have a message for all of us. You'll notice how often these songs speak of being a light for the Lord Jesus in a dark world. It's common imagery in the scriptures. Light is used as a symbol of purity and truth, as well as of sharing the gospel and the love of Christ. "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven," said Jesus. Following the theme of shining for Jesus, Mrs. Edwards wrote a hymn in 1873. Its first line is, "God make my life a little light within the world to grow." A Sunday morning congregation sings the hymn.
Thank you. was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. And then a little light from heaven filled my soul. It bathed my heart in love.
Millard, who is best known as the leader of the band Mercy Me, then with the song Just a Little Talk with Jesus. This is Heart and Soul with David Evans. Now to English band leader Tim Hughes with Blessed Be Your Name.
Your street of abundance flow, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name, but I'm found in the desert place. Through the wilderness, blessed be your name. Still I will
Gary Hodge, Bruce Carroll and Kenny Marks with others then with the great old worship song I Exalt Thee on Heart and Soul. Up next, we'll have more music and today's message from the Word.
Bringing you the inspiration of Christian hymns and song, Heart and Soul.
Heart and Soul.
Scottish Festival Singers then with a hymn by Arthur Sullivan, Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
And now a word from David.
We've been looking at the words of Jesus from the cross. There were seven words altogether. And today we've come to the final one, which is the seventh word from the cross. These are the words in Luke 23:46. Then Jesus, calling out with a loud voice, said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And having said this, he breathed his last. Christ was an original thinker, and he could have given us words of his own. But instead, he quoted Psalm 31 and the first part of verse 5, Into your hands I commit my spirit. He never lacked suitable words for any occasion, for no one ever spoke like this man. Herbert Lockyer, in his book titled All the Last Words of Saints and Sinners, says, the last words of both saints and sinners about to enter eternity, what they had to say before their stammering tongues lay silent in the grave, demands our deepest attention and most earnest concern. If when the soul is face to face with eternal realities, true character is almost invariably manifest, then we can expect the lips to express glorious certainty or terror concerning the future. Well, the idea of being able to rest came about because it was time for Jesus to rest. When the work is all done, when the task is completed, when what must be accomplished is achieved, when all is finally finished, well, then it's time to rest. When the sixth word was spoken by our Lord on the cross, it is finished, it was. Jesus therefore uttered his seventh and final word, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, now that all things for the atonement of our sin have been accomplished, it's time to rest. That is the significance of our Lord's last words on the cross. Having completed his work of redemption, he does as he did in creation. He takes a rest. Perhaps we could even express his final words in today's street vernacular. Father, I'm out of here. Remember, Jesus went to the cross as the willing, humble servant. He told his disciples in the garden that the angels would be standing down. He would now go it alone. The greater the numbers, especially when facing daunting opposition, the better the chance of holding fast and holding out. You know the saying, we can hang together or we can hang separately. We think that should our side come down to the last man standing, our cause is certainly lost. And should the last one die, all will just become a bitter memory of great intentions, but dashed hope. Not so with the compassion of the Lord. Where he goes alone. But where he goes not just as the suffering servant, but also as our champion. As the second Adam, Jesus faces off against the powers of sin, death, and the unholy spirit. On the cross, he defeats them all with nothing in his hands but nails and blood. When it comes to singular biblical champions, we usually think of the face-off that David had with Goliath and others like it. After the trash-talking, it's time to get down to the conflict at hand, and we always think that if our man dies, we lose. Not so with our Lord Jesus. It was not in his standing, but rather in his dying, that we win. The powers of darkness were defeated by his death, and by that death we get life. It's a done deal, and now it's time for a Sabbath's rest. Dearly beloved in Christ, it's time also for you to rest. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. As the Son commended his spirit to the Father, he commends ours as well. We get to rest. They took our Lord's dead body off the cross and laid it into the donated tomb of Joseph of Arimathea. How fitting, the Sabbath day of rest was about to begin, and the body of Jesus was put into the earth and laid to rest. The earth is the designated place to rest from the death to sin. With his body, the body of our sins, were also laid to rest in that dark, cold tomb. As the Apostle has taught us, our old Adam was crucified and buried with him in our baptism. And we can therefore reckon ourselves dead to sin permanently. You can read about that in Romans chapter 6. The death he died once for all, so you may rest from the penalty of your sins forever. Hallelujah. So on this day, our sinful self and all our sins rest with Jesus here in his tomb. Our transgressions are fully atoned. Our enslavement to the law has been overcome. God has become completely reconciled to us just as we are. We rest in these amazing realities as we are joined to the crucified, dead, and buried Jesus. We must understand that for Jesus, however, this is just a short nap. He is not long for the tomb. He will be proclaiming the hell of it all to the devil and all the souls in prison very soon. And then he will make our ears burn as we hear of his empty tomb. But for our sinful old self, and our sins, they will remain buried in his tomb forever. They are finished, and we may rest on that. It's all over but the shouting. A small boy was turning the pages of a book of religious art. When he came to a picture of the crucifixion, he looked at it for a long time, and a sad look came to his face. Finally, he said, "If God had been there, he wouldn't have let them do it." The little boy didn't understand that God was there. He did not understand why Jesus died. He did not understand what the crucifixion really meant. Jesus died of his own free will, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God. And so, I conclude with Paul's words to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 5 from verse 18 to 21. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you, on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Have you been reconciled to God? Have you given him your life? Have you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior? We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God, for this is why Christ died. And he, remember, friend, he died for you. Will you receive him as your Lord and Savior? And if you have, are you sharing that with other people by the way you live in victorious Christian living? May God bless you, each of you, my listeners today, in Jesus' name. Amen.
God loves a lullaby in a mother's tears in the dead of night, better than a hallelujah sometimes. God loves a drunkard's cry, the soldier's plea not to let him die, better than a hallelujah sometimes. We pour out our misery, God just hears a melody. Beautiful the mess we are, the honest cries of breaking heart are better than a hallelujah. Honest cries of breaking hearts are better than a hallelujah.
Grant sang Better Than a Hallelujah. More music ahead on Heart and Soul.
This is Heart and Soul, the music of the church throughout the ages.
I write myself a simple song, get the whole world to sing along. I'll call it a love song for you. Who knows, I'm liable to take a song from the Bible. And then when I'm through, I'll just sing Love in Take Me. Love in Take Me. When something nobody said, but that's hard to do. They're searching their mind, trying to find a one of a kind way that they could say something new. And I just said,
you know,
love lifted me. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When I was down and out, you know, love lifted me. Everybody sing, love lifted me. Oh, love lifted me.
That was late Kenny Rogers with Love Lifted Me, next to a medley of In the Sweet By and By, Just Over in the Glory Land, and When We All Get to Heaven, with a group and orchestra conducted by Billy Ray Hearn.
Bye.
A song called Say So, with the talent of Andre Crouch and his team on Heart and Soul. We conclude today's program with the powerful hymn of the resurrection, Christ the Lord is risen today, sung to us by the Tabernacle Choir. Thanks for listening today. This has been David Evans, your host and speaker. May God bless you.
If you've been blessed by Heart and Soul, why not drop us a line? Our email address is heartandsoulmusic@bigpond.com. We have a website. It's heartandsoul.org.au. Or you might like to write to this radio station in appreciation for them bringing us to you. Heart and Soul is an Australian program